Someone asked me if they're allowed to enter into a mosque, and the truth is, this is a major machlokas aposkim. The Mishnah of Avodah Zarah, Perek Aleph Mishnah Dalet, states that you cannot go into a house of Avodah Zarah. It seems that most poskim hold that you cannot go into a church. A church is considered Avodah Zarah. The Meiri might be a notable exception who would allow one to enter into a church. And maybe a reading of Tosus would suggest that it's permitted to enter in church, but it seems that Tosus may simply hold that for Christians, believing in Christianity may not be considered Avodah Zarah, but for a Jew it is. It seems that most poskim hold that entering into a church, generally speaking, would be forbidden, but maybe a mosque is different. Now, the Rambam writes explicitly in Hilchos Machalos Asuras Perek Yud Aleph Halacha Zayin that the Yishma'elim are not Oved Avodos Kochavim Mazalos, that the Muslims are not worshipping the stars or the constellations because they believe in one God. The Ran disagrees. The Ran in Sanhedrin, Samech Aleph Amud Bey, states that Islam does have the status of Avodas Elilim. And this machlokis carried down into the poskim. Rav Ovadia Yosef writes in Yabi Omer Chelek Zayin in Yerodea Simon Yud Beis that you're allowed to enter into a mosque because it's not considered a house of Avodah Zarah. And in fact, the Muslims built a mosque at the Ma'ara Samach Pela, and yet we go and we pray in the Ma'ara Samach Pela, so obviously we're allowed to enter into a mosque. Tzitz Eliezer disagrees. He says we follow the Ran. The Ran holds that this is considered a status of Avodas Elilim. He cites the Ran, and therefore you're not allowed to enter into a mosque. Well, what about the Ma'ara Samach Pela? Herschel Schachter said that the Ma'ara Samach Pela does not have the status of the mosque, belongs to the Jews, and just because the Muslims built a mosque there, they did not have the right to designate the Ma'ara Samach Pela as a mosque, so that's why you can daven there. But if there's a neutral place and the Muslims build a mosque there, then it would be forbidden to enter into the mosque. And again, maybe the prohibition of entering into a mosque is, according, let's say, to Rav Schachter, is based on the pasuk of Al Tifnu El Ha Elilim, which the Gemara in Shabbos Daf Kuf Mem Tes Amud Aleph explains that the prohibition is to give kavod, to express interest in any other religion. So, the debate is it only a religion that has multiple gods, as a polytheistic religion, which is considered avodas kochavim, in which you avodah zarah, which you can't enter, or maybe it's any other religion which is problematic. So some poskim will hold that it's permitted to enter into a mosque, another poskim will hold that it's not permitted to enter into a mosque. And the truth is, even those poskim who will say that technically speaking it's not halakhically forbidden to enter into a mosque, they still would say that it's probably preferable, not a good idea to do that, not proper. What do we do? We should enter into our Bate Knesios, we should enter into our shuls and our Bate Midrashos, and maybe it's not appropriate to enter into a mosque, but many poskim would hold that it's not strictly forbidden. That's the machlokas. Again, Rabbi Yosef is lenient, like the Rambam, and the Tzitz Eliezer is strict, like the Ran. Rav Schachter sighs with the Tzitz Eliezer, but many poskim are indeed lenient.